This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm John Idstey. A new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association comes to a conclusion that has surprised even the researchers who conducted it. Middle-aged whites in England are significantly healthier than middle-aged whites in the United States. And that's despite the fact that the U.S. spends twice as much per person on health care. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
The researchers from England and the U.S. were just trying to figure out why exactly it is that poor people are less healthy than rich people. They looked at health data from thousands of people in England and the U.S., all of them 55 to 64 years old and white. They only looked at whites so they could see the effect of socioeconomic status without respect to race. Michael Marmot of University College London said the results they came up with hit him and the other researchers right between the eyes.
Americans have more diabetes. Americans have more heart disease. Americans have more respiratory disease and other diseases as well.
That's twice as much diabetes in the U.S., nearly twice as many people reporting cancer.
It was a bit of a shock. I just didn't imagine that we'd find it consistently across the board with worse health in the U.S. compared with England.
In several categories, diabetes, blood pressure, and cancer, the poorest Brits, those with the lowest third of income levels, did better than the richest third of Americans. The American on the study, economist Jim Smith of the RAND Corporation, said Marmot and his colleagues at first didn't believe the data.
The first reaction I got from my co-authors was that the reason for this must be that Americans say yes to everything. And so when they're asked whether they're sick or not, they'll say yes. And I said, no, I don't think so. And so we went into biological markers where it's not just what people say, but we can diagnose the disease ourselves, and we find the same thing. It's a real difference, and it's huge.
But why? Smith says everyone on the research team has a favorite hypothesis.
I would emphasize the importance of childhood health conditions. Michael would emphasize the importance of stress, especially stress in the workplace. And James Banks would emphasize the obesity epidemic. So we all have a different emphasis on what we think the winner might be, but we all agree on what it is not.
It's not the different health systems. The U.S., with higher expenditures and greater availability of technology, should score better, not worse. It's not smoking. Rates are about the same in the U.S. and England. And the American obesity epidemic only explains some of the discrepancy. Whites in England are getting fatter, but they may have been thinner than their American counterparts as kids. These researchers are doing a new study on what is causing the difference. Some researchers have suggested that a factor called social isolation is at play. Social epidemiologist Lisa Berkman of Harvard University.
We have many, many people working enormous numbers of hours in positions that they feel are insecure, that are themselves stressful, but they also have no time to take care of both themselves and their families, as well as maintain a certain kind of community, neighborhood set of ties.
And what about all those Brits who've moved to the U.S.? Should they worry? Maybe if they've lived here a long time. British researcher Michael Marmot says over time, migrants tend to take on the health patterns of their new countries.
The longer they've been in the new country, the more the patterns of health and disease of the new country tend to affect the migrants.
But once you're older and sicker, says American economist Jim Smith, you might as well stay in the U.S., because Americans spend lots of money to treat diseases of the elderly. Joanne Silberner, NPR.